Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making Jungle Warfare vocal textures in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, with macro controls that turn one simple vocal into a bunch of playable, musical variations. Now, quick mindset shift before we start. In drum and bass, vocals do not have to behave like a lead singer standing on top of the track. Sometimes the best vocal is a ghost, a texture, a rhythmic stab, or a weird atmospheric layer that moves with the drums and bass. That is the whole point here. We want the vocal to live inside the bass line world, not fight it. So the goal is to build one vocal rack that can do a few different jobs. It can be dry and choppy. It can become filtered and spooky. It can get gritty and crunchy. It can get wide and washed out. And it can throw space at the end of a phrase for that classic D&B impact. Let's start with the source sample. Pick a vocal phrase that has attitude. Short words work really well. Consonants like T, K, S, and SH are gold because they cut through fast rhythms. Think spoken word, an old soul phrase, a rap ad-lib, a dark one-liner, or even your own voice. You do not need a full sung performance here. In fact, a one or two bar phrase is often better. Before you do anything creative, get it in time with the track. If you're working in jungle or drum and bass, you're probably around 170 to 174 BPM. Warp the vocal so it locks to the grid. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a safe choice. If it's already chopped and rhythmic, Beats Mode can be really useful. Now we clean it up. Add EQ 8 first. High pass the low end so the vocal is not fighting your kick and sub. A good starting point is around 100 to 150 Hz, and sometimes even higher, if you want it to behave more like texture than a full vocal. If the sample sounds muddy, dip a little in the 250 to 500 Hz area. If it's harsh, gently tame the 3 to 5 kHz range. After that, use either a compressor or a gate if needed. If the vocal level is uneven, a light compressor can smooth it out. Keep it gentle. We are not trying to crush the life out of it. If there's noise or tail clutter, a gate can help tighten things up, but set the release carefully so it does not sound chopped in a bad way. Now we build the actual rack. Drop the vocal into an audio effect rack, and keep everything on one chain to begin with. We want control first, not complexity. A solid chain order is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, redox, echo or delay, reverb, and utility. Let's talk through what each one is doing. EQ8 handles cleanup and tone. Auto filter gives us sweepable movement. Saturator adds grit and presence. Redox gives us lo-fi crunch. Echo or delay creates dubby space and rhythm. Reverb gives us atmosphere. Utility lets us control width and level. Now set some starting points. On EQ8, keep the high pass around 120 Hz to start. If needed, make a small cut around 300 Hz. If you want a little air, you can add a gentle high shelf later, but don't overdo it. On auto filter, try a low pass or band pass type. Start the cutoff somewhere in the midrange, maybe 500 Hz to 3 kHz, depending on the sample. Add a little resonance if you want more character. On saturator, keep the drive modest at first, maybe 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip if it feels right. Use the output to balance the level after adding drive. On redux, keep it subtle unless you want full broken rave chaos. Try a small amount of downsampling and bit depth around 8 to 12 bits for texture. On echo or delay, this is where the jungle vibe really starts to show. Try rhythmic values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16. Keep feedback somewhere around 15 to 40%. Filter the delay so the low end stays out of the way. On reverb, think atmosphere, not giant wash. Use a decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds, with low cut and high cut engaged so the reverb stays dark and controlled. And on utility, use width carefully. A little wider in breakdowns, narrower in drops. Also keep an eye on the gain so the rack stays balanced. Now comes the really fun part, the macro controls. This is where the workflow becomes expressive and playable. Instead of twisting 10 different knobs every time, we map smart controls to a few useful macros. A great first macro is tone. Map that to EQ8 high pass frequency, auto filter cutoff, and maybe the reverb high cut. This lets you move the vocal from dark and muffled to brighter and more exposed. One knob, big emotional change. Next, dirt. Map this to saturator drive and redux settings. At the low end, the vocal is cleaner and more ghost-like. As you turn it up, it gets more crunchy, more damaged, more jungle. Then space. Map that to echo feedback, reverb dry slash wet, and maybe reverb decay. This controls how far back the vocal sits in the mix. Movement is another great one. Link this to auto filter cutoff and maybe a touch of echo modulation. This makes the vocal feel alive instead of static. Width can control utility width and any stereo spread from the delay or reverb. This is especially useful for breakdowns. Throw is the classic DNB automation tool. Map it to echo dry slash wet, delay feedback, and reverb amount. Use it at the end of a line, a word, or a phrase. That one move can make the vocal feel huge without cluttering the whole section. If you want more aggression, add a crush macro. Map that to redux bit depth, saturator drive, and maybe a small EQ boost in the high mids. This makes the vocal feel more broken and urgent. And if you want to tighten the rack for drops, make a mute tail or tighten macro. Map that to reverb amount, delay feedback, and maybe utility gain. That way you can quickly pull the vocal in when the drums get busy. Now let's make the vocal rhythmic. A jungle vocal works best when it hits like part of the groove. You can do this two ways. First, you can chop it manually in arrangement view. Duplicate the clip, cut out short words or syllables, and place them in offbeat spaces, before the snare, after the snare, or as a pickup into the next bar. Second, you can put the vocal into simpler, switch to slice mode, and trigger the pieces with MIDI. That is a fast way to get those jungle-style vocal stabs without editing everything by hand. Once the rack is built, start automating the macros in the arrangement. This is where the whole thing comes alive. For an intro, keep the vocal dark, narrow, and a little spacious. In a build-up, slowly open the tone, add movement, and increase throw toward the end of the phrase. On the drop, reduce space so the drums hit hard, keep the vocal tucked in, and maybe bring up a little dirt for attitude. In a breakdown, widen it, brighten it, and let the reverb bloom. A good rule here is to automate less than you think. One or two strong macro moves every 8 bars often sounds better than constant knob twisting. You want musical tension, not random motion. Now, because this lesson is focused on bassline-driven drum and bass, the vocal has to sit with the low end properly. If your bassline is busy, thin the vocal out more aggressively with EQ. If the bass has a lot of mid-range growl, carve a small pocket in the vocal around 700 Hz to 2 kHz. If the vocal starts stepping on the snare, reduce the reverb and delay in the drop. And if needed, use sidechain compression so the vocal ducks a little with the groove. The point is simple. The vocal should support the energy of the track, not blur it. Here's a really practical way to think about your arrangement. In the intro, keep the vocal mysterious. Short fragments, dark filtering, controlled space. In the build-up, raise uncertainty. Open the filter, add a little feedback, maybe use a reverse vocal into the last impact. In the drop, keep it functional. Shorter, drier, more centered, rhythmically locked. In the breakdown, let it breathe. More width, more space, more emotion. And for transitions, use a vocal vacuum. Filter it down, drown it in reverb, then snap it back dry. That contrast is powerful. A few common mistakes to avoid. Too much reverb will sound impressive in solo, but it can muddy the whole mix fast. High pass and low pass the reverb, shorten the decay and pull it back in the drop. Too much low end in the vocal will fight the bass line, so high pass more than you think you need. Too much distortion can make the vocal fizzy and hard to place, so keep the dirt macro usable, not destructive. And if the vocal feels random rhythmically, it probably needs better placement around the snare and kick pattern. Jungle and DNB love call and response. Let the drums say something, then let the vocal answer. Here's a great beginner exercise. Take a 1-bar vocal phrase and chop it into 4 short pieces. Build a rack with a EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility. Map 4 macros, tone, dirt, space, and throw. Then arrange the vocal over 4 bars. Make bar 1 dry, bar 2 filtered, bar 3 use a delay throw, and bar 4 end with a wide reverb tail. Automate tone opening through the phrase and space rising near the end. Then check the result against your bass line and drums. If the vocal is stepping on the kick or snare, clean it up. If you want to level it up, make 2 versions of the same rack. One version is for the drop. Tighter, grindier, narrower, and more controlled. The other is for the breakdown. Wider, wetter, and more emotional. Same source sample, different role. That is the real pro move. So let's recap. First, clean the vocal with EQ and compression or gating. Then build an auto effect rack. Map smart macros like tone, dirt, space, width, and throw. Chop the vocal rhythmically so it locks with the drums. Automate the rack to create movement and contrast. And always leave space for the bass and kick snare impact. That's the jungle warfare approach. Vocals as texture, motion, tension, and hype, all working inside the groove. In the next step, take this rack into your own project and test it against a real bassline. That's where you'll hear the difference between a vocal that just sounds cool and a vocal that actually works in a drum and bass arrangement.